and dreams. You may be wondering what I have been doing since I retired from my hit show, The Diane Dreams Show on NPR. I've been working on my new show for U62 called Diane Dreams to the Extreme. On the next episode, join me as I go base jumping from the International Space Station. I'll be wearing cinder blocks on my feet to help me get to Mach 5. Don't miss Diane Reem to the Extreme.
Some freaks are burning crosses out on my front lawn.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo!
Yeah.
Today we'll be talking about Nazis, the KKK, FBI,
what?
And Russian spies.
We're talking politics?
Nuclear war.
Oh, gee, I want to talk about fun stuff. I want to talk about Weird Al Yankovic.
We're talking about Weird Al Yankovic.
What?
From like 20 years ago.
What are you talking about?
One of those days.
Oh, wow.
Mentions every one of those things.
Wow, he was way ahead of his time.
Apparently.
He could see into the future.
Yeah.
Who knew that this would become relevant?
Oh, it's creepy.
Yeah.
It's seriously creepy.
I was thinking of that when I was listening to it earlier, like, wow, this is very depressingly relevant.
Yes, yes. Oh, but we felt the same way when we were listening to Christmas at Ground Zero.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like there, it's just like,
this is the newest
what happened
song.
The last 30 years?
Holy mackerel, how are we here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The good time song.
Yep.
One of those days.
This is one of those
it's
days.
It's one
now.
Of these days. Oh boy. Wow. This is interesting. Like, wow.
Yep.
Hmm.
Exactly.
Okay, this would be a fun one.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Polka Party.
Polka Party was a good album.
Yeah, that's what you say.
I do say. Eh.
We heard.
Blah, blah, blah. I like it.
Piano played on this is by Sonny Burke.
Sonny Burke.
Who's the guy who played piano on This Is the Life and Cable TV.
Oh, cool.
So we've already kind of talked about that
guy.
He's the guy that when you look up, you get another guy who died in like 1980 and you're like, well, it can't
be that guy.
Guy.
Yeah, not the dead guy.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Reminds everybody.
Maybe not me.
Of
the one I mentioned
song.
Earlier?
No. It's another Weird Al song.
Uh-huh.
It's with Ben Folds.
Oh, yes. Why does this always happen to me?
To me, yeah.
I was going to say
especially
that,
with a piano player as somebody in it.
Yes.
Like, you know,
it's a very similar concept.
Oh, very much. Yep. I'm going to have to say I like the other song a little bit more.
Oh,
but me too. But I love Ben Folds.
Yeah.
So that's kind of
musically,
part of
that one is amazing.
It is.
Yeah, we'll get to that eventually.
But lyrically, I really enjoy this one.
Okay.
For the most part, I have not found anybody even pretending to say that this is a parody of anything.
I was going to say, that's one of those songs. I have a list of like what style parodies are. I made a list a long time ago.
Yep.
The original song, I mean, the Weird Al song and what I think it's a parody of, who I think it's a parody of, style parody. This is one of like three that I'm like, I got nothing. If it's extremely, weird. I know.
It's weird.
Subtle is the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
If it's of anything, it's too subtle or something
out
of my
range.
Something
I don't know,
yeah. Like, yeah. Southern
like,
country,
like
or Southern culture on the skids, I have no idea where
they were.
Exactly. I would have never gotten that.
Yeah.
Never in a million
years
would I gotten that. So this is probably one of those things, or it's just completely original. But some of the piano and stuff makes it sound like it's probably supposed to be someone. It has a style, but I don't know it.
Well, this might be one of those questions that we have to, like, if we ever talk to Weird Al,
yes.
The question you have to ask is,
yes.
Where, because as far as I can tell,
this
he doesn't
talk
about
head.
This at all.
This is one of the things I was going to ask him if I got to talk to him when I saw him in Orlando last year. Yes, I didn't get a chance to go talk to him, but this is one of the ones I wanted to ask him. Is this a style parody of anything?
Okay.
But I didn't get a chance.
You lost your chance.
I didn't have my chance.
Maybe he'll do this in one of the shows we're doing.
Possibly.
And maybe he'll say something about
it. I hope so.
Once again, if you're listening to this podcast, if you go to any of the shows and he talks about any of the songs,
please,
because he's
know.
Playing all originals, let us know what he said about
especially,
it. Because we want to, like, not even just for us, I want to put it somewhere so that way if somebody's looking for it in the future,
they'll find
they
us.
See something.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like to find out if this is the style parody of anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoy it.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, like, we might as well start talking about lyrics. Yeah. Not even our favorite lyrics, okay. But, like, there's a lyrics, whole there's, bunch of
this
fun is, lyrics.
This has got a lot of lyrics. And I was thinking about this, and same as, like, before when I was, you know, we were talking about Stop Dragging My Car Around. This is another one I haven't listened to in a long time.
Yeah.
And I was like, in my mind, I was like, oh, I hated that song. It wasn't a good song. Then I went and listened to it again. Like, wait, no, I was thinking of a different song. We'll get to it later. Like, no, I always get it mixed up with another song that I actually don't like. And I'm like, oh, no, this is the one I kind of do. Like, this is the one... I didn't know who the style parody was. That's why I was in my mind something about this song was off.
Yeah.
I listened to it again, like fresh ears. I'm like, okay, it's very catchy, very, you know, got some fun lyrics. Comes kind of some meh lyrics, but overall it's a lot of fun. And you get into it and like, wow, this is relevant and that's scary.
Okay, so last song he talked about a Plymouth. This time he's talking about a Cadillac.
Yeah.
After he wrapped that Cadillac around a tree, I wonder if a tow truck dragged his car away.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Not with all the locusts around.
Oh well, there you go.
A big swarm of locusts following him. They're chasing the tow truck too, I guess.
Yeah, but he does. He mentions Nazis. He doesn't say KKK for sure, but he says idiots.
Freaks are burning crosses on my front lawn. Which we'll just skip ahead. That's my favorite lyric. So okay. I already got mine down.
Okay, because like you're like,
and
wow,
I can't believe it. All the Cheetos are gone.
that's pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty specific for a Weird Al song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's pretty calling it out.
Yeah.
It's strange. It's strange. FBI tapping my phone.
Right.
Russian spies won't leave me alone. The fun thing, some of the lyrics though I like the most are the ones where he says something that's like really mundane.
Yes.
And then the next line is something
major.
Insane.
Yes.
And he just pairs them up nicely like that. It's so cool.
Left all my Beatles records out in the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a Coke bottle stuck on the end of my tongue.
Yeah. Yep. Lots of fun. Tater tots.
Yeah.
He loves his tater tots, apparently. Oh, except for in this song,
he doesn't like them. Tater tots for dinner again.
Yeah, but
it's probably because he eats them every day. They're again.
So have we misinterpreted his has working in a tater tot factory been a horrible thing for him or a happy thing for him?
Probably happy. He's addicted to spuds, so.
Well, I don't know. Like, you know, a very inconsistent message here, Weird Al. Either you like tater tots or you don't. Come on.
If it's all that you have for dinner again, he needs to rethink his shopping. He probably goes to the store, he buys all of his bologna, and he has to get a bunch of tater tots. Like, oh, all I have left for dinner is tater tots because I had bologna for lunch.
No, but he gets desserts of Oreos, and nobody can go wrong with an Oreo dessert. Rocky Road. There you go.
Yeah.
Nice. So fun lyrics.
Uh-huh.
Very specific. He does the heightening that everybody, you know, he knows the arc. He ends up like killing everybody, but continues to talk.
Yeah.
He's got that fun, like, oh, everybody's dead, but I'm here still singing the song kind of reference thing.
Yeah.
Which is always fun.
Just like Melanie's, that he finishes the song as a ghost.
As a ghost.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. It's a fun song.
Yeah.
And I almost kind of want to just be like,
it's a fun song. It really is. Like musically, it's just that. It's like 1930s ish, kind of like. Maybe not just the piano. It does kind of remind me of This Is the Life.
Life, yeah. Well, it's the piano, same guy. So
exactly, but it's just kind of peppy and it kind of sounds like it could be from the 30s.
And This Is This Is Your Life. This Is the Life also doesn't necessarily have a direct parody. Style,
you know, like, it's 30s,
exactly.
Ragtime.
When you start getting to like genres or decades, then you're not really doing a parody style anymore.
Yeah, it's odd, but it's a lot of fun. It's toe tapping. It's got some silly lyrics, and
he talks about nothing on TV to watch.
Yeah,
that's always a fun thing too. Uh-huh. I don't even know if I necessarily have a favorite lyric.
You gotta have something. Mm-hmm. Come on, you go ahead and you're still thinking about it.
I think then late at night, just before I go to bed, the world blows up and now everybody's dead.
There you go.
I guess is my favorite lyric.
That's great.
Yeah. What are you going to give it? I mean, we're basically done. I could not find one piece of information about this other than the piano player.
Wow. Well, there's not much about this one. So yeah, I draw a blank about who this is supposed to be and if it's supposed to be anybody. And it's one of those songs no one really talks about.
Yeah, Weird Al's never mentioned it as far as I can tell. It's just
there.
It's one of those songs.
Yeah, it's just one of those songs. That's one thing that I will say negative about this song. The chorus, not really chorus, but the title comes up way too often. It's too close together. He'll say like two quick things in and then just one of those days. It almost sounds to me like an improv game.
Okay.
Where you would set up a rhyme, someone else would say the other rhyme, and then you'd say the catchphrase, then go on to the next person.
Oh, that
would
make sense.
It would work as an improv game. Yeah. Like, I can't believe it, I'm all out of coke.
Yeah.
And you say...
They just went and killed the Pope.
It's just one of those days. Yeah, it seems like that. It's really like 1-2 title. 1-2 title. 1-2-3 title. It seems really like an improv game, formulaic, and kind of it gets annoying to me. That's one negative I'll say about the song is it's they say it's just one of those days, or he says it's just one of those days. Too often for
just
me.
Too often for yes. you. Okay.
I tell my kids that, you know, it's funny the first couple times, but if you keep saying it, it starts to get annoying. Yep. It loses the funny real fast. And that's one negative I'll say about this song is it is said too often for kind my
of,
taste.
Kind of what we were worried about with Stop Dragging My Car Around. I remembered it being annoying and saying the same thing over and over again, but he doesn't in that song.
Exactly.
Now that we re-listen to it, this song he actually does.
Yes, the title is said way too often in this song for my particular taste. And that's the one negative I will say about this song, big negative for me when I was listening to it. I was like, I don't like that because it just too much. So I'm going to give this one, it's fun, but it's not amazing.
Yeah.
It's better than I thought it was. Oh. It's a tough one. I'm going to go middle of the road, 2.5.
2.5? Yeah. Wow, okay. Yeah. I give it a 3.5.
I almost gave it a 3, but I don't know. It's tough. Am I going to stick with that? I might. Yeah, I'm going to stick with 2.5.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It's just better than I thought.
No, it is.
Better
it
than
is.
I remembered.
It is. It's one,
but not great.
It's also not necessarily one that anybody knows. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, oh, okay.
I wouldn't mind trying this as an improv game someday, though.
That would be
get
very
a bunch
cool.
of people together and just say, hey, let's play one of those days. See
it's
if
almost
we get to work.
Too quick for an improv game? Like
almost. Yeah.
You know, the lines are just short enough that you're like, oh, man, you have to real think mm-hmm. really fast.
Yeah.
And especially if you want to try to theme it. You know what I mean? Like it's,
we could do a longer one. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Then you do another. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Got up this morning and I stubbed my toe. Da-da-da-da-da. Ba-da-da-da.
Yeah, found out my dad accidentally named me Mo.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Didn't know it was, his name was
he changed,
Mo that
But he
time?
Just changed it. He accidentally did it and got noticed the mail. Hey, your name is now Mo because your dad, for some reason, changed your name to Mo.
Post, yeah. I finally filled out your birth certificate after 25 years. Nope.
Your name is Mo now. Yeah. Ah, just one of those days. I don't want to be Mo. Anyways, yeah, it could be done. I would. Like
nobody
to
wants
that.
To be Mo.
Wah, wah.
All right. Well, much to say about this song.
No.
But I do have more stuff. Because when I was looking for information about this song, I came on a website that had an interesting game that you could play.
And it was more interesting than the one I just came up with?
Yes. No, no.
Oh,
not
good.
At all. But it listed all the songs that Weird Al had parodied and a little bit of like what album or something with it. And then it asked you to name the parodies.
Okay.
And so you type in the parodies and there's like a lot of songs. And it gave me like 10 minutes to do it. And I think I ended up doing it in 8 minutes.
Okay.
I just had a couple of like...
It would give you the Weird Al parody and you had to name the original?
No, the other way around. It would give you the original and you have to name the Weird Al parody.
Okay.
And I realized some of them were difficult to me.
Okay.
Isle Thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know if I've like... heard that song.
You've never heard Wild Thing?
No, I've heard Wild Thing.
You've never heard Isle Thing?
I don't.
The UHF soundtrack.
UHF soundtrack. Yeah. I don't. UHF soundtrack is definitely the bottom of the list of ones I've listened to.
Okay.
So that one was tough.
Okay.
Then I guess technically I didn't get that one. Couch Potato.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember the name of Couch Potato.
Lose Yourself.
Yeah, no. But
no,
the name Couch Potato, I couldn't remember.
Oh, gotcha. It said Lose Yourself and you couldn't think Couch
Potato.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay, I was like, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
The U2 song. What is the title of Weird Al's YouTube song?
Cavity Search.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And that's what the problem is.
You were thinking,
I kept typing in.
Numb me, drill me,
floss me,
bill me.
Yeah.
Nope. That would have been too obvious.
And then She Drives Like Crazy, which is also a UHF song. Yeah.
She drives me crazy.
It's obvious if you remember that one exists.
You don't remember She Drives Me Crazy?
It's UHF. I do not know the songs off of UHF enough.
Crazy. Okay.
Like I totally understand how he got there. Right. I know it's not complicated.
Yeah, you need to listen to that CD.
I'm going to need to listen to that album now.
You have it now, so there you
go. Yeah, exactly. I have all of them now. But no, it was interesting to see which ones I got held up on.
Okay. Those are the four?
Those were the four. Okay. I didn't get aisle thing, and I technically didn't get it. She drives like crazy because I didn't know either of those.
It's not a great song. We'll get to that eventually.
I finally realized Couch Potato and Cavity Search.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. And then there were just other ones. It was interesting because they're what you needed to type in. They're. What is it like their range of what it could have been or like spelling choices? And stuff. No. But like, you know, what they would accept was interesting. Like I had to finally type in Rye or Kaiser for them to accept themed Rocky.
Yeah. / the Rye or the Kaiser. Yeah.
Themed it's Rocky like 13. Yeah. Because I typed in Rocky 13 and it didn't take it.
The theme to Rocky 13 / Okay.
Then that maybe it's the theme. The Rye or the Kaiser. Same way as, luckily they did Money for Nothing. Uh-huh. As soon as I got done typing in Money for Nothing and I was about to put the / they were like, yep, you got it. Nice. And I was like, good. Cause I knew that one. It was Money for Nothing / Beverly Hillbillies.
Asterix. I know that now. Thanks to you, Charlie.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to put that website up because it had a weird ad when I first got there. And I was like, I don't want to send people there.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it was a fun, interesting little jaunt that I went on. And I was actually kind of proud of myself. I was only missing two. And those were two that I barely had ever heard.
Okay.
But I think this podcast also gave me a whole bunch from the first couple albums that I wouldn't have necessarily known about. So
now you got Squeezebox. You should be listening to them all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Go listen to UHF. It's got some good stuff on it.
I guess.
It's got some awful stuff on it, but it's got some good stuff too.
It does.
Yeah. Too much filler. We'll get to that eventually, but yes, too much filler in that. It could have been better. You should have given it a little bit more time, but yeah, anyways.
Well, I think he was making a movie at the same time.
Exactly. So he was a bit busy. He was a bit busy. Yeah.
It still strikes me odd is that's technically the soundtrack also, but it counts as a Weird Al album.
Because he added like five songs that weren't, but it has one of my all-time favorite songs on it, so we'll get there.
Interesting.
It's probably one of my top five is on this on that album.
Interesting.
What will it be, ladies and gentlemen? Mystery, stay tuned.
Mystery. Well, I'm going to grab that. No, afterwards. So 302-72 weird. That's 302-72 weird.
Call us.
Call us up. Tell us what you think about one of those days because somebody needs to tell us something about it. Because
John Bermuda Schwartz.
Nobody knows anything about it. But other than that, you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter. And Instagram. Yeah. So check
MySpace?
Us out. No. MySpace?
No MySpace.
No, you're not unfortunately my top
eights.
Not.
Eh, well.
No, no. I heard, I saw a funny post today about somebody and they're like, you know what Twitter should have? It should have a way to like play music. So when you go to my Twitter page, it plays music. And the post was like, oh, this generation who never had MySpace is trying to invent MySpace.
Very funny.
It's okay.
Yep.
I might start my own BBS.
Okay.
If net neutrality is removed, I might just make my own BBS. Then we can play Risk one turn at a time per day.
Like a little rolling droid?
No, BBS.
Oh, not BB-8. Okay.
No.
All right.
Yeah, you did. You probably weren't a nerd enough to know what a BBS.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's where you'd have like, it wouldn't be the internet, but you'd have a computer set up that would have like things on it and you call that computer and interact in that and send like messages to other people on that computer. Then somebody else calls that computer and gets those messages.
So I have no idea what you're talking about, but okay. It was sounds like a, complicated.
Yeah, yeah.
Before internet kind of thing?
It was like a Dropbox that people called in. Yeah, and so like you'd call in, you'd
with
make
your phone?
Risk move. No. Oh. With like a modem.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't even know how this would work, but it would be interesting to see.
All right, call us if you know how that would work, John Bermuda Schwartz.
It's one of those days.
He'll call us.
All right,
one of those days he'll call us.
Thank you very much for listening. And we're actually going to take the holidays off, so we might be off for at least a week, maybe 2 weeks, Christmas and New Year's, because we have a lot of family responsibilities that we need to do. But we'll try to get back as soon as possible. We just want to wish you a happy 2017 and to a hopeful 2018.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's just one of those days.